So the next case we want to cover is Lance v. Robinson. I'm not going to get into this one in great deal. It is a Supreme Court case. What's important about this case is it's really the first time that the Supreme Court has gone through trespass to try title, quiet title, and declaratory judgment actions and explained each one, how they're supposed to be used, when is an appropriate time. And it's really a very good educational thing, I would say, particularly for the litigators in the room. So basically, they said, you know, a suit to quiet title and trespass to try title are possession. So those are appropriate when you're claiming somebody has possessed your land inappropriately and you're trying to get possession back. They're not to be used if you're saying that you had a right to an easement. In this case, the slide is wrong, but the parties were claiming that they had a right to an easement. So they filed a declaratory action, and that was the correct way to get their easement reinstated. So going on, I might make it through quite a few cases today. We go to, I love these cases. Okay, there's been a split among all the appeals courts in Texas between Fort Worth, San Antonio, Austin, and a variety of others on what I call the Airbnb cases. If there's a restrictive covenant filed of record that limits the use of residences to residential purposes in a subdivision, can those houses be rented out for Airbnbs or any other temporary use? And so in this case, this was a Fort Worth Court of Appeals case. The homeowner claimed that his use was permitted.